Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
You know, it's getting towards that certain time of year. People are putting up tinsel. People are putting up lights. People are cutting down trees. And it reminds me of something that I love very, very much.
Ass and titties.
Okay, but I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about Christmas. I love Christmas. Christmas to me is one of the happiest times of year. And most years, I almost release a Christmas album. Like for the last 6-7 years in a row, I've thought I'd love to release an album of Christmas music. And then I don't, usually because we're about to have a child. And that slows things down, you know, just a little bit. Some things it speeds up, like the urgency for you to make a decent living. But mostly, it slows things down. And indeed, we're about to have another child. We've got a child due December 16. Very exciting. Can't wait. But, oh! Anyway, I was thinking about Christmas and how I always want to do a Christmas special. And how I've... Well, it just occurred to me. I thought, oh! Even though there's all this stuff going on, why don't we do a Christmas special for the Catamaran Plan? Doesn't have to be all that special to be a Christmas special. I could just be at the piano. That's where I was last night. I was at the piano. I had some friends over, and I just started playing it. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Merry your time. Gay. I was just singing like that, having a nice time, and I thought, hey, I can play a bit of piano. I can sing a little bit. I can say something snappy. I've got my crew who can film and record things now. It actually wouldn't be a lot of work for me to record a Christmas album. I'll just print out the chords to the songs I already know. I'll sing them through, won't practice it too much. I'll wear a suit maybe. We'll get the living room looking a bit Christmassy. We record it, we push it out, and we bring some people some joy this Christmas time. Maybe make some money for the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan along the way. Hey?
Hey!
What do you think of that?
Whatever, man, it's not my podcast.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. Because a Christmas special can really lift the tone. It can make people happy in a way that they haven't been happy before. I think of the Elvis Christmas special. I think of that Bing Crosby one with David Bowie, you know? And as you go through the grind of everyday life...
The world is a vampire.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily go that far. But it can be difficult. And I think a Christmas special might bring the joy and happiness to me and to you and to raise some money and to get this boat, the Catamaran Plan. We could put it out on YouTube. We could put the full version out to the patrons. We could put clips out on YouTube. We could put the songs out on Spotify. That is money generation for the boat. That's Christmas spirit generation for all you beautiful people out there. And it finally gets a Christmas special. The first possibly of many. I'd love to do one every year. But the James Donald Forbes McCann Christmas special, as brought to you by the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, I'm all about it. I feel good about it. I feel excited. And I think we're going to make it happen. But lots of things that need to happen before we do it. Here's some things. I've made a list of things that would have to happen if I was to. And I only thought of this last night. This is not... I didn't know this was going to be one of my plans, but I've become enthusiastic about it. Here are some things that would have to happen before recording a Christmas special.
Enthusiastic.
All right,
film number one.
The filming and the recording. And that's mostly taken care of. I've got my team. I've got my friend Paul. I got my first mate, Sam Clark, who's working so hard, very diligently. I don't know if it's because of the podcast and me putting him out there or if it's because of his own excellence and diligence, but he's been hard at work this week when paid cinematographic work, and I want to say how proud I am of Sam Clark. You know, where we go one, we go all. I think it's a QAnon thing, actually. But What I'm trying to say is, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. I'm all about people working for me, working with me, working above me. We're all going to lift. We're all going to do better. All the point that I'm trying to make here is that I think we do have a team who could record it, make it look professional on good cameras, good microphones. All right, second thing, uploading the Christmas album to Spotify. I don't know anything about that. That's definitely a matter for the manager, Jake Smith, who I'm going to... Actually, I'll call him now. Man, it's hot in this car. Hold on. I've left my phone inside charging. I can't call him now, but I'll call him later. But I'm sure that we can get it on Spotify. I've never heard of someone having a problem getting their music on Spotify, Apple Music, that sort of thing. We could definitely do that. Could we print vinyl? Seems hard. All right. Number three, I've got to tune my piano. My piano is out of tune, and middle C, the most overused note for me, I really only like to play on the white keys if I can manage it. I find that to be a little bit easier. But middle C has become a bit sticky. So we'll definitely have to get a piano tuner in to fix up the piano. And then making the room look Christmassy. Well, that's easy. I'm going off with my friend Brandon Manorino tomorrow. We're going to talk about future business ideas, possibly sandwich shop related. But also, we're going to cut down our Christmas trees. And so that will make the room look very Christmassy. And we'll get other Christmas decorations as well. I don't have Christmas lights for outside at the moment for my house, because at the last house I was at, I got like a really long Christmas lights. It was like 30 metres, 40 metres. Dare I even say it was maybe 50 metres? Seems like that would be too long. But it was a great many metres of Christmas lights. And I just didn't take them down all year until September when we moved house. And by that point, I had to be out of the house like the next day because other people were moving into the house that we'd been kicked out of. So rather than take it down appropriately, I'm ashamed to say, I just switched them off, got out the scissors, and cut the Christmas lights down from my house. And I'm ashamed of that. But I do need to get some new Christmas lights, internal Christmas lights, tinsel, Christmas pictures, maybe a couple of Coca-Colas, the most Christmassy beverage of all. Oh, I might have some nog. Eggnog, that is, not poor nog. And so, yes, we've got to make the room look Christmassy. That's number four. And number five, picking the songs. And I think it's very easy to pick the songs for Christmas because there are so many excellent Christmas songs. I like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. White Christmas.
What about Multicultural
Christmas? Oh, Holy Night.
Silent Night.
Jingle Bells.
In the Bleak Midwinter.
Gouda Tay, Gouda Tay, Gouda Tay.
Good King Wenceslas.
I like that. There are so many glorious Christmas songs on Little Town of Bethlehem. And let's not forget that one that goes, in Excelsis Deo. That one is dope. I love it. That's a good one too. There are so many great Christmas songs. I have a beautiful voice. I feel less sick than I have in ages. The voice is getting strong. I'll have to undergo, however, a real regimen to clear out the sinuses and to make myself a pitch perfect for Christmas sing-along songs. Man, it's not going to be easy to record a Christmas special in time. You know, I don't want it coming out too early because it's, of course, Advent. It's not Christmas. I understand it should come out a little bit before Christmas so that people can talk about it and it can have maximum penetration on Christmas Day. But it's important to me we do this Christmas special. Christmas special comes out. It's going to raise some money. It's going to feel good. I just feel, you know, sometimes an idea comes out of a mist. You don't know where it's come from. Well, in this case, it's come from the fact that I have this idea every year and I never do it. And this year, look, honestly, not a good year to do it. Not a good year to do it. But it's never a good year to do it. So why not just do it? Christmas special. James Donald Forbes McCann. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the specials. I'm feeling Christmas. I feel like I am a special.
Hey!
Yes. Musically, how are we going to set it up? Man, it's hot in this car. I think the best way to do it is just me and a piano. And I was thinking about the microphone. I could use this microphone. It's a quality microphone. And maybe I could have, well, the thing that I see in my vision is like someone all in black, a black robe, black gloves, sort of like the Nazgul. And maybe they're holding the microphone in my face. The way that I want to play and sing every song. Have you ever seen that Elvis Presley? I know Elvis Presley had that. Man, it's too hot in this car to be rational. Give me one second. Open up that door. Oh, that cool touch of beautiful exterior air that feels so right. Oh, it feels like the winds of Christmas. Man, I'm sweaty. Oh, it's like having my own sauna, but it's unpleasant. Anyway, I think I'm just going to play it with the piano. We're going to keep it bare bones. I thought about could get a guitar player in, get a drum player in, organize it. We could shoot sketches. And I think, honestly, with the time that we have, if I just put on a suit, make myself look nice, if we have a little fake fireplace that produces no heat whatsoever, if we get a Christmas tree, some tinsel, I'm feeling the Christmas special. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it. Here we are on the way back from the Christmas tree chopping down expedition. I'm here with Paul Galash.
Hello.
I'm here with Brandon Minorino.
There you go.
Of course, we went out with Brad Hollis last year and we had a wonderful time. And every year we take a new, fresh person to cut down a tree. Paul, there was an electric tree cutting down device used this year by Brandon and I, but you did it by hand. How did that feel?
Well, I was told that it was necessary as your first time to do it by hand, to feel the pain, feel the burn.
All right, I'm taking that away before that gets too intimate. Now, what must be discussed, and I promised people I would discuss this with you on the podcast, Brandon, is an upcoming business idea that I've had. Not the secret one that we can't let anyone know about. Or they'll...
Okay, now I don't know which one you're talking about. We've had several.
There's a beverage that we can't talk about.
Okay, not the beverage.
Because anyone could steal that beverage idea. Such a good idea.
It's a great idea. That idea is going to... That's going to buy you your boat and me a partner boat.
Oh, I imagine you in the little small boat off the side. But what the idea I want to discuss, and I've been in discussion with it with Paul, I've been in discussion with everybody, is my totalitarian sandwich shop, No Choices. Now, Paul, you're in tight with Renew Adelaide, is that correct?
Very much so. Good friends with them. They are very supportive of everything good in Adelaide.
And they basically give you a place for free, like no rent.
I mean, you have to have a good idea, but yeah.
Basically. But basically, you get a place with no rent. And so my good idea, though, is a sort of a totalitarian, authoritarian sandwich shop called No Choices, where there's one sandwich. Brandon, will you help me make that sandwich?
I can help you make the sandwich, James, but are we doing a different sandwich every day or just one sandwich? That's all you get every time you come.
I think it's important that the chef gets to make... here's the positives of the one sandwich every day. Consistency, quality, and the audience can come to respect and appreciate the sandwich that you have.
And also, we don't have to do too much, which is a big thing for me. I want to work as little.
You want to do less.
As little as possible.
But right. Here's the in favour of having a different sandwich each day, you can just always get the cheapest meat. You know, things go up and down, they fluctuate, but sure. And you can always charge the same amount.
In-season vegetables.
Yeah, okay, but you're talking cheap meat. What, are we going to have horse or something?
Slide right onto Northeast Road B10.
All right, did you hear that? 600 metres, slide right onto Northeast Road.
Slide right onto Northeast Road. There's a stop sign. So
about 200 metres after that stop sign, you're going to want to turn right, following the sign that says Adelaide.
Well, probably like a good totalitarian government, you should do the same sandwich every day and then without notice just change it once.
And never acknowledge that it has changed. But what would you, if it was just one sandwich, what are you feeling? Pickle?
Well, definitely. I can't go right here.
So there's a rally on the way back at the moment. So we have to, I guess we are going past Gumaraka. Wait, what is this supposed to do? Oh, no, that's okay. We're doing Gorge Road. Oh, it's twisty-turny with the trees in the back.
Where are the trees?
It'll be very exciting. So, one sandwich, perfect sandwich. Brandon, by the way, I'm not just asking you randomly. One of the best cooks of my acquaintance. Every time I'm at your house, you make beautiful meals. And my wife to this day, she was going to ask you when we go in. And so I'm giving you a heads up. You gave her a potato salad about 2.5 years ago that she still talks about, and she would like the recipe for that potato salad. And she felt awkward bringing it up because she thought, it was a long time ago and I think I'm weird.
No, more about that's like the least exciting thing. Carla might even made that sound.
Well, it was a good salad, but the things you do with meat, I was stuck behind a learner driver now. So if you could have a dream sandwich, your number one best sandwich ever, what would that sandwich be?
Oh, that's a real tough one because I'm partial to Italian sausage. a good pork and fennel sausage.
Whoa.
With, you know, capsicum, roast capsicum.
Whoa.
You know, maybe a bit of aioli.
Whoa.
I mean, you can really, you know, provolone cheese.
What?
But that's not for everyone, you know what I mean? That's not for the...
It would have to be...
Yeah, that's the point of the restaurant, is it has to be one sandwich.
No, but you know what I mean? You want to try and make some money too, and the people eating that are people with class, and we're not catering to the class.
So if you were to have a good proletarian, wide appeal sandwich, if you were to design a sandwich...
A roast beef sandwich.
Well, you go roast beef sandwich.
Roast beef.
I think roast beef is having, ready to have a moment.
The Jews, the Arabs.
They all eat the beef.
The vegans, no, they don't. But a lot of people, they'll eat the beef. This person is going like 40. I know you're an L plater, mate, but
yeah, it's been a lot of that sort of chat on this drive. And Paul, roast beef sandwich. Would you eat a roast beef sandwich?
No.
Well, you don't have to. There's a lot of people in this city who might come and buy the sandwich. Here's a question that I
feel like roast beef is, you know, for a retired person in the northern suburbs.
No, because you haven't had a proper roast beef sandwich.
What would you?
And for a man who lived in New Orleans.
Sharp right.
No, I know.
Should we want to take a sharp right? Oh, it's a very sharp right.
The roast beef po' boy.
Oh my God,
they're glorious. What, I used to always go for the prawn or the oyster.
Yeah,
once I had a roast beef, I never went back.
Now, you're going to do a very strange thing. Do. Yeah, do you know what? Hold on. Can you...
Sharp right.
It's that right.
Yeah, well, like I said, hopefully this Christmas guy is. He f***ing is. What the hell? And that person just gave...
That's it. That's the right. Yeah. Man, that is the sharpest right I've ever been on.
And also, that person ran a stop sign.
The L-plater.
The L-plater was fine. The other guy...
Hill's driving. We should probably focus on the driving, and I should stop this.
No, keep going.
All right. So, what are you doing with this roast beef sandwich that is making it different and elite?
But can you edit out the amount of times I say "Christmas"? Is that possible?
I edit out every swear word.
Okay, thank you.
And also, we'll
you did say.
You've got a bit of a Catholic following, don't you?
Well, you know, for me is not. It's not taking anyone's name in vain.
No, I don't.
You're
really
cursing somebody.
Oh.
So I think maybe the.
I'm doing it more in like a. You know, James Brown sort of.
All right, I'll see every swear word for this episode I will put in James Brown. How's that?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, now, what are you doing to take this roast beef sandwich up from low-level, northern suburbs, retiree, discount, bargain bin, yak, and making it, wowzers, that's an exciting totalitarian sandwich?
Well, firstly, we're making the roast beef ourselves.
What?
We're not buying it.
What?
We're marinating that Christmas for a day.
You're going to marinate the roast beef yourself?
We're going to marinate it. We're going to slow cook it. We're going to put it back in the fridge.
What are you marinating with here? Are the marinades?
No, that's not...
Oh, you don't tell anybody?
No. We're trying to make a business here, mate. We don't people Christmas copying
it. So you call it the secret marinade?
The secret marinade.
I like the secret marinade.
Might have a little bit too much nostamini in it.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds good.
It's a Gaganas spice. It won't, if anyone's listening. Might share some ingredients.
So you make your own roast beef. For...
It's a little bit like the laws in a totalitarian state, you know, not much transparency.
We're not telling people how we make it. It's like sausages. You don't want to see. But hold on. You were talking about watching out for the bottom line of the business and making money. That's what it began with you not making your special Italian sausage.
No, well, that's more about I'm trying to make it... A sandwich that can appeal to people that don't eat pork.
I see what you're saying.
I'm trying to make everyone really...
You want Jews and Muslims coming and eating.
I want most people don't mind beef. You know what I mean? And I feel like a beef sandwich as well, you can make that kosher too. I mean, there's probably like 4 Jewish people in Adelaide, but I want them there.
That's the sort of inclusivity that we bring to the No Choices restaurant. And what else? So you make your own roast beef, and what else is going on this sandwich? Well, what kind of bread?
We're going to have to do well, you're putting me on the spot here because I didn't really think about
Paul, it. Paul, as a baguette. Sandwich consumer, which kind of bread do you want? Do you want a roll? Do you want a loafy?
I don't like too much bread.
Paul, this sandwich isn't for you, mate. All right? Do you?
This sort of negativity. You're happy for Adelaide's 4 Jews to come along, but anyone with one complaint is shouted out of the business?
That's
the point of it.
What else are we... So, not too much bread.
Just to be clear, I want to make it as inclusive a sandwich as possible. But if you don't want it, you can f*** off. Right?
A little James Brown coming into the podcast there. So, we're saying... I noticed at Lucia's, which is currently my number one sandwich that I hope to be.
Lovely sandwich place. Good Italian institution.
They scoop the bread out of the roll to make it less bready.
And that's a method. That's a great method.
Would you consider... scaring the shit out of me as we drive. Okay, hold on, wait. All right.
Well, I mean, what you didn't see is that car coming into our lane.
No, I know, so I know. Look, I was thinking about a sandwich.
I have to make an invasive move there. Saved our lives.
Paul, were you scared for your life?
I'm worried about what we're going to do with the bread that's scooped out.
It's a good question, because I think they just throw it out.
To be used somehow.
Definitely editing that out. We're not letting people know we're entering that competition in case they enter it as well. Good Lord, Paul, we've got to keep this discreet.
I mean, if anything, should edit out the Christmas thing as well. We can't let them know whatever.
It's going to be strong editing.
Right. Like a Christmas.
That is out. Paul. 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 Watch yourself.
We've got two Christmas stories.
Stop it.
Germany, it's called...
Hey.
All right. Hey. 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 Thank you for listening to this interview section of the James Donald Forbes McCann. All right, give me a couple more things on the sandwich.
We're fleshing it out now. We're going to scoop the bread. We're gonna do the Lucia method because I was already thinking the Lucia method because I wanted to go baguette.
Okay, we go baguette, scoop out the bread from the middle so it's not too bready, and a cheese.
I think a Swiss goes well with, Swiss with the roast beef.
Are you putting mayo on this sandwich?
I'd love a bit of mayo on the sandwich.
And a pickle?
Always mayo, always pickle with the roast beef.
How you feeling about lettuce?
No.
Greens of some kind?
Tomato can be your green.
Oh, green tomatoes?
A green tomato, yeah. Why not? I mean, lettuce is a possibility. I haven't really thought that far ahead. I mean, I would like, in a perfect world, I would like to add hot sauce to it, but I recognise that a lot of people don't like spice.
No, I think that's a good... I think you put a medium hot sauce on it. And that really drives
like
home
a Frank's
the...
Frank's original is no spice. You know what I mean? That's just vinegar.
You wouldn't go normal Tabasco?
I love normal Tabasco, but I'm trying to make it... I want the vinegar to cut through, you know?
All right, we definitely should pull into a drive-thru on the way home because I'm very hungry now.
I'm quite hungry too. And if there was a sandwich place that made this roast beef sandwich, that's where I'd go because that's what I feel like right now.
Thank you for listening to this part of the James Donald Forbes McCann. We're going to talk further about the sandwich, but I really feel Brandon should focus on the driving these hills. I'm shocked more people don't die, and a lot of people
die. Hang on a minute, because the implication there is that I am not driving.
No, you're driving very well. You're driving very well.
I want that in there. I want that on the record.
Brandon is an excellent driver. Paul, how would you rate Brandon's driving?
8.5.
8.5 out of 9. That's a very, very good score. We'll be back soon.
I'll take that. Although out of 10, 8.5 is not bad. We're in a rally.
Thank you for having listened to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I've had a weird experience this afternoon. It's the next day. I've got the tree up. We haven't put the decorations on. They're buried deep in the shed and I don't know where they are, so we have to find the decorations. But I just went out to pick up some sushi for my family, and in the car park there was a little bird. It was like a baby bird and it wouldn't move from the middle of the car park. I thought someone would hit it. I think it was a minor bird. It was the same colour as the street. So I didn't want to touch it because birds are covered in diseases. But also, I think that's bad for the bird. Someone once told me that the bird mother won't look after the bird if you touch it. So I went to my car and I grabbed a box of tissues and I tried to use the tissues to push the bird into the box of tissues. It wouldn't budge, but then it started to move and I noticed its legs actually worked fine and it might have just been in shock. But it wouldn't move. And I had to go. I had to get the sushi back to my family. I was a little worried that they were eucalyptus-scented tissues. And so maybe the eucalyptus smell would be off-putting to the bird mother. I told somebody else in the car park about the problem. And I think they were going to do something about it. And if you'd like to do something about me not owning a boat yet, you can always join the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Patreon, where you get special bonus episodes and all sorts of wonderful content, including, whenever it's done or begun, special access to the Christmas special. I love you. I miss you. Catamaran ho. Have a good one.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save.